Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And what a great day. Major League Baseball starts tonight. No spitting. That's not a tragedy, I don't think. No fans. And lots of COVID testing. There may be even some players who are playing with masks, which is fascinating. I am sure there will be a certain amount of kneeling. And you know what? It's a 60-game season, so anything can happen. Of course, the world is predicting terrible things for the Seattle Mariners, whose one biggest, most established star, Mitch Haniger, is on the disabled list again. But we will see. Hope springs eternal. There's also a report that the Statue of Liberty, which had just reopened, they had reopened the Liberty Island where the statue is located, so people could take the boat out there and look at the statue directly. And, well, apparently yesterday it was struck by lightning. That's probably not a good sign. Another not so good sign, a confrontation between one of the House of Representatives' most extreme liberals, member of the squad, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and one of the House of Representatives' most outspoken conservatives. So what was said, why is an apology not accepted? We will get to that wonderful story in just a moment. But first, actually, a genuinely wonderful story, and it's rare that you have the opportunity to do this, but there's a report in the Seattle Times, and in fact, you can see it reported all over the country in every newspaper, but this has particular impact on the state of Washington. Congress passed sweeping legislation yesterday allocating $900 million every year for the Land and Water Conservation Fund, the LWCF, with an additional $9.5 billion over 5 years to address an urgent backlog of maintenance projects of the nation's parks and other public lands. This thing about the backlog to fix up facilities, including restrooms and visitor centers and museums, and sometimes it's the boards on trails and things of that nature. It is long overdue because we have been starving our national parks. And the fact that this bill passed on a huge bipartisan majority is very encouraging. In the Seattle Times, they acknowledge the work of many hands on both sides of the aisle in both houses of Congress. The legislation would, for the first time, guarantee the full $900 million originally authorized for the LWCF be allocated every year. In other words, what's been happening is the LWCF, this Land and Water Conservation Fund, that was supposed to get money from the leasing of federal lands for oil exploration and other things, and it hasn't received that money. And now it will. The legislation was passed yesterday by the House on a 310-107 vote, so 3-1. And it's already passed the Senate. It now goes to President Trump's desk. President has said he will sign it. In Washington State alone, reports the Times, Seattle Times, the Land and Water Conservation Fund has paid for more than 700 state projects, investing more than $725 million in everything from urban parks, such as Gasworks Park in downtown Seattle, and recent upgrades to the boathouse at Green Lake Park, to trails all over the state and more. The $900 million includes both spending for the federal LWCF program, which mainly purchases land from willing sellers to add to the nation's public lands, and the state LWCF programs, mainly cost-share dollars that go to states and municipalities to invest in urban green spaces. The grants are selected by a competitive process. Look, this is good news. It is. Is there anything that government does really regularly? I mean, other than try to protect us from bad guys, that is more unquestionably beneficial than providing parks and green space and places to recreate? I mean, one of the things that I have loved about living in Washington State for the last quarter century has been the system of trails and the ability to get out of doors, and particularly in the summertime, it's glorious. The legislation is also a boost to small towns all over Washington, writes the Seattle Times, and the rest of the country that depend heavily on outdoor recreation for their economy. People across the nation are turning to the outdoors more than ever for recreation, despite respite and rejuvenation as the COVID-19 pandemic closes off many other options for vacations, recreation, and family fun. This, it seems to me, is terrific. Now, if they could only get together on this pandemic relief bill, I salute the Republicans for not going for another $3 trillion blowout extravaganza, which is what the Democrats had wanted. They're going to limit it to $1 trillion. But honestly, the idea that they're going to need to do a bill without a payroll tax cut, I think that's obvious. And why? Because when you have 40 million people who are unemployed, yeah, you do, and the payroll tax cut doesn't help people in particular who aren't on a payroll. And you could say, well, it helps the businesses, and so they can get on a payroll. I think that the way to look at these pandemic relief bills is short-term. If you're going to pass on these, we have a short-term emergency, and it should work out well. There's also something else that was passed, and this was passed earlier in the week, but it's also worth noting the House overwhelmingly passed, now this is the Democratic House, an annual defense policy bill, hours after President Trump issued a formal veto threat that cited his opposition to renaming military bases honoring the Confederacy. Mr. Trump's threat came shortly before Republicans joined Democrats Tuesday in the House to approve the bill, which authorizes $740 billion in fiscal 2021 for the Defense Department and Energy Department's national security programs. That includes a 3% pay raise for the troops. Good. Funds for military house upgrades, and $1 billion for coronavirus response. The vote was 295 to 125, more than the two-thirds supermajority needed to override a potential veto. The National Defense Authorization Act contains language requiring the Defense Department to change the names of all bases named for leaders of the Confederacy within 1 year, and prohibiting the public display of the Confederate flag on military bases. A Senate version of the massive defense bill, which is expected to pass later this week, includes language that was championed by Senator Elizabeth Warren, requiring that the base names be changed within 3 years. So the House bill calls for a more speedy change of the base names. But in the Senate bill, it's 3 years, so they probably would end up splitting the difference. Does anyone really think it is worth a veto of a massive defense bill that has the levels of defense spending that the Trump administration wanted, which are good levels of defense spending, which are supportive of our military? Is it really worth vetoing a bill like this in order to block the changing of Fort Braxton Bragg and Fort John Bell Hood? Changing it, and no, they're not going to be named after Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson. But changing it to something less historically blind. We will get to that and to Yoho versus AOC and more coming up on the MedBed Show.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Integrity, integrity, integrity.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there is a certain fascination, and it's not just on the left, it's on the right as well, I'm afraid, on Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I mean, for the right, the fascination, the kind of fascination people have with Darth Vader or Voldemort, she is everybody's favorite well, opponent, because she's so extreme and she says incredibly stupid things. And right now, it's one of those things. I was trying to figure out. She was born in October of 1989. So she's going to be 31 years old. You know what that means? That means the Democrats, I believe, will be stuck with her as a candidate for president in 2024. And when I say that a candidate for president, I'm saying she will win the nomination, but she will unquestionably run, and she will have lots of enthusiastic support. I mean, Bernie Sanders will be, let's see, Bernie would be in his mid-80s by then. And in 2024, there's no more President Trump. I doubt even if Joe Biden is elected that he would run for a second term at age 82. I find that hard to believe. And, yeah, who knows what? Do you have a nomination for a campaign theme song, Greg Tomlin? Yeah, but I think it has to be something with salsa in it, you know, so Latin beat, something to appreciate that. The point is that she is a master or mistress, if you can use that old-fashioned phrase, of social media. She is a big superstar. She is probably more than Nancy Pelosi, the best-known single member of the House of Representatives. So here is the story. Apparently, she's coming down the steps of the Capitol building. And by the way, if you've never walked on the Capitol steps, it's really very cool. And there are all kinds of crazy things that have happened on the Capitol steps. There was one member of Congress who had sort of removed the clothes of his date, who was wearing a mink coat. The date later became his wife. She may have already been his wife. But anyway, this is Congressman Republican. And they were actually doing the baby-making deed there on the steps of the Capitol building. And then there is a fairly famous case of a senator that I knew during the brief time I was who drank. As many senators do, and who actually, and it was pretty serious because an older guy, and he was coming down the Capitol steps, and he sort of fell, and he rolled down. He was okay, but badly bruised. In any event, no one was bruised in this confrontation on the Capitol steps. It turns out that Ted Yoho, the representative Republican from Florida, went up to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and had some words with her. And, yeah, he was criticizing her because she was explaining the rise in crime in New York City based upon the economic hardships. And that people were committing crimes because that was their only way to get bread. And, of course, that was idiotic. We criticized her for saying that on this very show. Ted Yoho apparently criticized her in harsh terms. He says he used a barnyard term, meaning an accumulation of feces from a male cow. How's that? And other witnesses, including Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, say he said that she was a blanking, that would be effing, and then used a B word. In any event, implying a female canine, since we're talking about a male cow. So yesterday, Ted Yoho stands up and gives a formal apology for coming up to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and apparently calling her names, or at least speaking disrespectfully of her point of view. Here is what the congressman from Florida had to say. Listen.
Mr. Speaker, I stand before you this morning to address the strife I injected into the already contentious Congress. I have worked with many members in this chamber over the past four terms, members on both sides of the aisle, and each of you know that I'm a man of my word. So let me take a moment to address this body. I rise to apologize for the abrupt manner of the conversation I had with my colleague from New York. It is true that we disagree on policies and visions for America, but that does not mean we should be disrespectful. Having been married for 45 years with two daughters, I'm very cognizant of my language. The offensive name-calling words attributed to me by the press were never spoken to my colleagues, and if they were construed that way, I apologize for their misunderstanding.
Okay, so he apologizes, but he says he didn't use the term FB. So he continues and gives some of his personal history. Now, Congressman Yoho had a career before he went to Congress as a veterinarian. He's a large animal vet, and that has nothing to do with this, except that he was alleged to have used an animal word. Well, either way, it's either a bull blank or it's effing B. So here is what he had to say about his personal history and why it's relevant.
As my colleagues know, I'm passionate about those affected by poverty. My wife, Carolyn, and I started out together at the age of 19 with nothing. We did odd jobs. And we were on food stamps. I know the face of poverty. And for a time, it was mine. That is why I know people in this country can still, with all its faults, rise up and succeed and not be encouraged to break the law. I will commit to each of you that I will conduct myself from a place of passion and understanding, that policy and political disagreement be vigorously debated with the knowledge that we approach the problems facing our nation with the betterment of the country in mind and the people we serve. I cannot apologize for my passion or for loving my God, my family, and my country. I yield back.
Okay, and then Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez herself stood up and responded and refused to accept his apology. That great moment in congressional history, coming right up on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's call for a payroll tax holiday will not be in the next coronavirus stimulus package, but the tax cut could turn up in a future bill. That's according to Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. As far as what's in the upcoming bill, the Treasury Secretary telling CNBC,
"The president's priority is about kids and jobs. We need to be able to get kids back to school safely. The Democrats had $100 billion in their HEROES Act. We've increase that to $105 billion. Some of that money will be dependent on schools reopening and money used so that it can safely reopen.
Mnuchin also saying direct payments to individuals will be in the bill, but did not specify the amount paid or eligibility. This on the news that the Labor Department says initial jobless claims topped 1.4 million last week, the 18th straight week they totaled more than 1 million. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Okay, I'm just figuring this out, and I think I made a mistake before when I said that AOC would be eligible to run for president. You have to be 35 to run for president. And her birthday is October 29th, and she'll be 31 this year at October 29th. So I don't think she quite makes it. She would have to wait another 4 years. Well, heaven help us all. And in any event, she... Ted Yoho giving an apology where he talked about his own background, working his way up out of poverty and his devotion to his wife, his devotion to his God. Okay, fine. Nobody's talking about forcing Ted Yoho to resign from the House, thank goodness. But look, it's stupid. You don't go up to a colleague that you have to work with. You have to see this person every day you come to work. And she's certainly a prominent person. And to come up and say, hey, you know, I disagreed with you is one thing. But to use terms like that's BS, which is what he says, or to say what she said, he said, well, okay, she didn't accept the apology. And this is the great debate. It is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez responding to the harsh words on the Capitol steps from Ted Yoho. Listen.
I walked back out, and there were reporters in the front of the Capitol. And in front of reporters, Representative Yoho called me, and I quote, a f-ing.
Okay, she said the words on the House floor. Which is unusual. I don't know if that has been done before. She used the F word and the B word. And she continued.
I do not need Representative Yoho to apologize to me. Clearly, he does not want to. Clearly, when given the opportunity, he will not. And I will not stay up late at night waiting for an apology from a man who has no remorse over calling women and using abusive language towards women. But what I do have issue with is using women, our wives, and daughters as shields and excuses for poor behavior. Mr. Yoho mentioned that he has a wife and two daughters. I am 2 years younger than Mr. Yoho's youngest daughter. I am someone's daughter, too. My father, thankfully, is not alive to see how Mr. Yoho treated his daughter. My mother got to see Mr. Yoho's disrespect on the floor of this house towards me on television. And I am here because I have to show my parents that I am their daughter and that they did not raise me to accept abuse from men.
She has a flair for the dramatic, doesn't she? She does. And then she's supported, of course, by Representative Steny Hoyer of Maryland, the House Majority Leader. He said he hoped, Hoyer said he hoped Mr. Yoho learned to behave more respectfully. Mr. Yoho needed no apology for his passion about poverty and the downtrodden, but he ought to remember and acknowledge that the person to whom he spoke so inappropriately was one of the strongest fighters in the Congress for those with the least. Of course, a way of trying to promote AOC. She concluded her remarks with a general indictment of the GOP. Listen.
What we are seeing here is a resounding rejection of abuse and accosting of women. But why is this only happening from one party? This should not be a partisan issue. Yet, when Mr. Yoho walked down those steps and accosted me and used these words, he was next to a Republican colleague, and that Republican colleague did nothing. Not only did that colleague did nothing, he pretended he didn't even hear it when he had in fact jumped in. So not only did a person do it, but a bystander did nothing. And I have yet to hear from the leader of the Republican Party personally. I have yet to have gotten a call from Representative McCarthy addressing his members' behavior. I have yet to see Republican colleagues standing up for their daughters and saying that this behavior was unacceptable. So in the resounding standing and loud calls for justice, equally loud is the silence and the pin drop from the Republican Party about this type of misconduct.
Okay, given some of the levels of misconduct that Congress has dealt with in recent years, to raise this to that level, well, Rashida Tlaib, another member of the squad, close friend and colleague of AOC, Rashida Tlaib, the representative from Michigan, she also got up on the House floor as part of this great debate, and she actually accused, in effect, Ted Yoho of violence. Listen.
Gaslighting my colleague in our country won't work here. I rise to tell my sister in service, I believe you. I believe you not just because reporters happen to be standing there to hear the sexist attack, but because I believe women across our country when they tell us of the violence they experience at the workplace. Violence against women in politics specifically is a global problem. I know. I would invite any of my colleagues across the aisle to answer the calls into my office for just one day to hear the vile sexist remarks made about me and other women serving in this chamber. When my colleague from Florida made the remark in question, he echoed and perpetuated those sexist violent calls.
Okay, violent calls? Look, this is like that. That BLM slogan, silence equals violence. It does not. Silence equals silence. And silence may be lamentable. It may be condemnable. It may be inappropriate. But it's not the same. Standing still and saying nothing is not the same as killing somebody. or hitting somebody or smacking somebody. And by the way, we've had that in the chambers of Congress. I mean, very famously, one of the episodes that helped lead to the Civil War was the beating of Senator Charles Sumner by Congressman Preston Brooks of South Carolina, because he didn't like something Sumner said. He didn't just call him a name. He took out his terracotta cane and beat him with it. And look, this is unfortunate for Congressman Yoho. I feel for him. And I think that it's hard to question the sincerity of AOC being so upset. But she's also somebody who is now trying to multiply this way beyond the level that you think might be appropriate. In other words, in a country where people were actually eager to work together, wouldn't it be sensible to, number one, offer a more sweeping and gracious and fulsome apology? And number two, to then grant forgiveness and okay, you don't shake hands because of social distancing, bump elbows, and move forward. These are people who have to work together for the national future. Now, Ted Yoho got in trouble because he allegedly said, and there's several witnesses who say he did say the effing B word. Okay, so he said it. There is another two words that were said by somebody else, and it cost him his whole career. And people are saying they're now having a post-traumatic stress disorder because they heard those two words together. So if you're very, very sensitive, you're a snowflake, you may want to cover your ears. Because those two words are reverse discrimination. What is so terrible about saying that? We will get to that unbelievable story coming up on the MedVed Show. Did you know precious metals had a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED. MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Michael, you know everything about anything.
Michael Medved.
You've heard about microaggressions. Well, it's a macroaggression, apparently, to use the term all lives matter. I don't understand. I think it's a bit nutty. But okay, it's going to lead to an argument about what seems to me unexceptionable. Do not all lives matter? They all do. Black lives matter, and black lives have been under particular assault. Fair enough. Okay. There's another phrase that until this morning when I was reading this, I didn't understand that this had become a trigger word, that this had become some kind of assault language that could cost people careers. The phrase is reverse discrimination. And the term reverse discrimination first came into existence, contrary to what the New York Times is saying, the New York Times got it wrong, it came into existence in response to what people called affirmative action. In other words, rather than discriminating against black people or people of color generally, reverse discrimination meant that the government was going to discriminate for them. And by the way, John Roberts, the Chief Justice of the United States, said very well that you can't end discrimination by practicing discrimination. In other words, the problem is that you can't say we're going to get over people illegally discriminating against black people by now discriminating on behalf of black people. And that basically is an argument that is going to be heard again and again and again in court. It's something people are going to be voting for or against here in the state of Washington. But the term reverse discrimination is not, it seems to me, an offensive term. Well, the New York Times thinks differently. Dateline San Francisco. The meeting was about safety protocols in the time of coronavirus. Exciting. There was talk of masks, sanitizers, and plexiglass barriers. In the call's waning moments, this is during a Zoom call for the staff of the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art. It occurred on July 7th. In the call's waning moments, during a question and answer session, Gary Garrels, the museum's longest tenured curator, was asked about comments attributed to him in an Change the Museum Instagram post in June. The post recounted that when Mr. Garrels had earlier spoken about acquisitions by people of color artists, he had added, "Don't worry, we will definitely still continue to collect white artists." Mr. Garrels responded to this on the call. He was asked about it. He said that his comments were a little bit skewed. He then explained efforts on broadly diversifying the collection. And this is quoted because it's taped. "We have put a lot of focus on collecting women, black artists, First Nation, Native, LGBTQ, Latino, and so on. I'm certainly not a believer in any kind of discrimination. And there are many white artists, many men, who are making wonderful, wonderful work." When a staff member suggested that Mr. Garrell's comments were the equivalent of him saying, "All lives matter," Mr. Garrels responded, "I'm sorry, I don't agree. I think reverse discrimination..." dot, 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 ellipses. What he said after that was drowned out by gasps and someone saying, "He didn't say that! He didn't say that!" Okay, 5 days later, Gary Garrels, 63, senior curator of painting and sculpture, resigned. Okay, it's a decision that has drawn cheers from many museum staff members who declared him a symbol of an objectionable status quo and a renewed focus on the term reverse discrimination. Lee Rayford, associate professor of African American Studies at the University of California, Berkeley, called the term, quote, "the hollow cry of the privileged when they find themselves challenged to share power." Okay, first of all, Gary Garrels, okay, to say he is privileged because he is white as opposed to the other employees, 41% of the employees of the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art are people of color. Asians, Latinos mostly, and yes, there's a sprinkling of African Americans. In any event, the story continues. Supporters of the curator say that his use of the term reverse discrimination, which Mr. Garrels has apologized for repeatedly, did not warrant his abrupt departure from a post in which he had a record of supporting artists of color and others. Just last year, in a move he championed, the museum sold a Mark Rothko painting for more than $50 million and used the money to acquire works by women and by people of color, including Franz Bowling, Alma Thomas, Sam Gilliam, and Micheline Thomas. Wow. Mark Rothko, one of the most acclaimed American painters ever, and so they got $50 million for Rothko, and they got others. But supporters of the curator speak in his behalf and saying, "I'm deeply saddened that Gary is viewed as having any racial prejudice toward artists," said Komal Shah, a museum trustee, who said Mr. Garrels had helped establish many young artists of color in the collection. "In my experience, it simply isn't true. Gary Garrels is not a white supremacist," Tom Eccles, executive director of the Center for Curatorial Studies at Bard College, said. "He has championed the voices of those who were in the margins." But others say Mr. Garrels did not just momentarily misspeak to use the term reverse discrimination. Many staff members say they recalled remarks he made during a panel discussion about female artists in January, in which he spoke about parity for women and that it would take a long time. He added, "The other thing I have to say is I reassured artists we will continue to collect white men. There are a lot of great women artists, but also a lot of great men out there as well." Is that offensive to say that? Aruna D'Souza, the author of White Walling, Art, Race, and Protest in Three Acts, said Gary Garrell's comment was upsetting because he was making it explicit. Whiteness will still be at the center of the institution. Okay, this is astonishing. I mean, it is astonishing. It is bizarre that somebody like this loses his whole career, is forced to resign. They did a petition, and they got a lot of the employees of the museum to sign the petition demanding his resignation because he had used that term, reverse discrimination. Maria Jensen, executive director of a SOMARTS, a San Francisco arts organization that supports arts for social change, said, "The same types of people keep getting hired for key leadership roles, namely people who are white and privileged." Have we gone mad entirely? And again, I know that there were excesses over the hashtag Me Too movement, and some people ended careers because they had made inappropriate comments. They were not Harvey Weinsteins or Jeffrey Epstein's who grabbed people and raped them and took advantage of them. But what's striking about this case, and the reason I think it's worth even talking about, is because here's a major public institution that's dependent upon public support and patronage, and they're firing a guy where what he said is not in question. What he said was on tape. And what he did was he just mentioned the term reverse discrimination. Is reverse discrimination a potential problem? If all of a sudden you are, as people are calling for, going to be discriminating against any painters just because they happen to be white and male? We need to strike a balance. We also need to focus on a truly outrageous comment by Joe Biden. It's a gigantic gaffe. I don't know if he's apologized yet. We'll check during the break to see if he has, but he must. He attacked President Trump in a way that is wildly irresponsible, ignorant, dunderheaded, and destructive to his campaign. We will get to that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.